asked you to do something like that?
They have asked me several times.
You go right on do it.
Yeah, I have come right out to you and went on the face.
That makes for some pretty long days, doesn't it?
That's right.
If there's been a real bad wreck up the road, and if there was no need to call the doctor because the person was
dead.
No need to call. Okay. If you heard of a boy who got a whipping at school, you might say, I bet he did something that he, what?
Shouldn't have done.
If you were refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, now, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
won't do it.
Now, you might have been doing some real hard work all by yourself, and if your friend was just standing around without helping, you might say, well, you... You know, if you were just there working your head off and he was standing around...
He wouldn't help.
So you'd turn to him and you'd say, well, you...
Bothered me.
Huh?
I said, tell him, he wasn't going to help, go ahead, you bothered me. That's what I said.
Or would you just say, well, you might have helped me, you know?
Hey, well, you might help me do this way. Mm-hmm. And he's just standing there.
If somebody asked you to do something and you weren't sure whether you'd be able to do it or not, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I...
Try.
Try. Or would you ever say, I might could do it for you?
That's right.
What do you call the kind of bird that can see in the dark, General? Or, you know,
eagle.
Might be. Or, you know, there's these birds around here that kind of make scary noises at night, especially around a graveyard.
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
Owl.
Do you know the little kind of owl that makes kind of a real high...
Shivering owl.
What do you call the bigger kind with the deeper voice?
Who owl.
There are many of those around here? You ever see them?
Sure. He had run the night down there and we was talking about, God, oh, you're going to get your dress well, go home.
Oh, me. Yeah. What do you call the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Redhead.
Mr. Redhead?
Sapsuckers.
Did you ever call it?
Yellowhammers.
Have you ever heard anybody call another person a woodpecker or something like that?
I hear them call them woodpecker and sapsuckers.
What does that mean? What is he?
He cussing them, I read.
He cussing them? He's not doing them a favor when he calls them that.
I'm saying no Sunday school.
What do you call this animal? You might have seen them around here. It's kind of black and white, and when you mess with them, they leave a real powerful smell.
Polecat.
Yeah. Has the polecat ever got after you, General?
I shook one out of the tree right out there. And it dropped right down in my face.
Uh-oh.
I fell out of the tree.
I bet he knows that one.
Yeah, I bet you had good reason to fall out of the tree.
He take my breath. And he dropped right down. Dogs just jumped all over.
What do you call these kind of animals that come around and raid your chicken house?
Possum.
Possum.
Coon.
Stop.